Chapter 15, Section 2, Play It Again. Let us now play this scenario again and consider the second variant and the substitution of the company's product by a utility, for example A1 to A3. Along with inertia, there are a number of complications caused by common economic patterns. The first complication is caused by coevolution of practice. As with more recent examples, for example cloud computing and the rise of DevOps, then the changing characteristics of the activity as it evolves from product to utility will result in co-evolved practices. This will also apply to any data and knowledge of the space. I've marked this change in figure 193 focusing in on practice. See figure 193, co-evolution of practice. For more details. It's not enough to simply react to the change of activity, we have to understand that the entire practice and associated components will also change. The second complication is that changes from product to utility tends to exhibit a punctuated equilibrium, a rapid period of change, so we have to deal with not only legacy in product but legacy in skill sets and cope with this in double quick time. The third complication is the legacy practices, data and knowledge will significantly reinforce inertia to the change at a time when change is rapid. This doesn't help me to adapt nor give me much time to exploit the legacy, but alas, it's far worse than that. My ability to perceive the crisis point will be diminished by the statements of confidence in the current way, despite the simple fact that in this case, the shift from product to utility is anticipatable in advance. As the CEO, you will be told from all directions why this change won't happen, your sales team will tell you this, your own engineers are likely to say this, and even your customers. Despite the inevitability of the change, you are given every reason to believe that it won't happen. The same happened in cloud, and it has happened many times before. In a short period of time, we will have a change of activity, a change of practice, and three major sources of inertia to contend with. Our past sales data, the change of practice itself, which will be resisted by our own people, and the impact of a change of practice on our customers, they will also tend to resist, will try to dull our senses and demand we stay put. I've marked these sources of inertia onto figure 194. See figure 194, three points of inertia. For more details. But, it's even worse than this. Not only do you have to overcome multiple sources of inertia, but the fourth complication is your choice of direction is far more limited in scope. Beyond niche specialization, there is no product option in a utility world. You can try to substitute the competitor's utility with your own, but this is a very difficult game, especially if you don't have the skill sets and the capability to do this. If you're dominated by legacy practice, data and knowledge, then it is highly unlikely that you will have that capability. Any alternative path you wish to introduce will need to be far more radical. You might think that companies can play a second curve in this position and build a future whilst exploiting the past, but the mechanics are so different, the practice is so alien and situational awareness often so poor that the crisis point is usually upon them when most are still debating if there even might be a future crisis point. To compound this, they have none of what? They need none of the practice, none of the data, and none of the knowledge. However, let us assume that you're a canny CEO and you know these problems. Your desire is still to build that glorious future. You want to play the second curve game and understand there is limited opportunity in the utility space as you're late to the party. Instead, you're going to create a radical new future. You'll have to completely reinvent a successful company with not only a new set of uncertain activities but also a new set of uncertain practices. This is about as radical as it gets. It's an enormous gamble even as a startup, but you'll be trying to do this with an existing company with a legacy business that not only wants to fight you every step of the way, but few will understand why you are embarking on this route. Talk about the orgy in stables. This is not going to be an easy or pleasant task. This doesn't mean it cannot be done, but the level of situational awareness and gameplay required are off the charts. There's a long history of CEOs trying to implement radical and poorly understood changes being ousted by boards. I've seen numerous successful examples of the second curve played out in product-to-product substitution, but by the same measure I've seen as many second curve failures played out in a product-to-utility world. All the past giants of computing infrastructure that tried to play a second curve game against the new cloud entrants have failed, with the possible exception of Microsoft. But then, Microsoft wasn't a hardware company under direct assault, and it had more space to play the game in. Of course, it doesn't have to be this way. This form of change, the substitution from product to utility, can be anticipated well in advance, and there is no reason a company should find itself in that position. Naturally, almost all companies fail anticipate it because they lack any form of situational awareness or mechanism of systemic learning. Most don't understand basic economic patterns and hence fail to anticipate and prepare for them. Whether this is fortunate or unfortunate is a question of your perspective. However, let us assume that your company faces this dreadful position of being substituted by a utility, but you are Queen Boadicea, the warrior leader, the stuff that legends are made of, and you won't give up the fight. Well, it's not only your company, your staff and your customers who are going to fight you in your pursuit of a better future, it's also the financial markets. To explain why, let us once again switch to the role of the hedge fund manager.